Sioux voters will head to the polls on October 24 to elect a new mayor and 10 councillors representing 5 wards to sit on city council. Nominations for the upcoming municipal election will open on May 2 and close August 19. Applicants must meet a list of criteria to be considered a candidate for office. They will also be expected to complete a nomination package and submit filing fees. After the clerk and deputy clerk verify the applicant's information is accurate, hopeful candidates will need 25 endorsement signatures from eligible electors. Former Ward 5 councillor Frank Fata served 3 terms for the city and says the electoral process in becoming an eligible candidate is a fair one. You have to run with the intention you're going to win, Fata says. You need to take those steps to prove that you really want this. I would not suggest those steps are burdensome, and you need a certain percentage of the votes to get your money back. Putting your hat in the ring for the first time can be a nerve-wracking experience for anyone looking to get involved in local politics. But Fata urges those first-timers to stay positive and true to themselves as they present their vision to the community. If you have any feelings about it, go for it, Fata says. Go into it with a positive and honest attitude. You can't think you're just going to have a fake smile and you'll do the best job. You have to present yourself in a very positive fashion. Former Ward 4 councillor Lou Turco agrees the nomination system and its requirements still work for today's society, noting there's always room for improvement. He also provided some of his own words of wisdom for those looking to enter the race in May. Everything's a learning experience, Turco says. Just because you want to run for councillor doesn't mean you have what it takes. You have to have a certain kind of individual that can handle all kinds of issues that might come up when you least expect them. It's a decision that will put your name up to be a representative of your constituents, your taxpayers, and your next-door neighbors. They expect you to deliver. The city released the call-out for nominations last week. Tessa Vecchio, the corporate communications officer with the city, urges the public to make their voices heard by heading to the polls in October. The more we can get the message out about voting and how to go about having our citizens cast their ballot and run for office is super important, Vecchio says. Municipal elections are often overlooked, but it's something people have an impact on. Your vote makes a difference in your daily life. Rachel Tichinsky, the city clerk with the city, would like to remind interested applicants to make an appointment when submitting their nomination packages. Further details on the nomination process and how to apply is below. Sault Ste. Marie, on 2022-04-25. Nominations for City Council and School Board Trustees for this fall's municipal election open on Monday, May 2 at 8:30 a.m. The last day to file a nomination is August 19, 2022 by 2 p.m. The 2022 municipal election takes place on Monday, October 24. The City of Sault Ste. Marie will elect one mayor and 10 councillors. In addition, voters will elect school board trustees for English and French boards. A person may be nominated for office if they reside in the city of Sault Ste. Marie, or are the owner or tenant of land or the spouse of an owner or tenant, b are a Canadian citizen, c are at least 18 years old, and d are not prohibited from voting, by reason of serving a sentence of imprisonment in a penal or correctional institution, being a corporation, being an executor or trustee, being a person convicted of a corrupt practice described in the Municipal Elections Act, or a former candidate in the 2018 election who failed to file financial statements. Before incurring any expenses or collecting any money, candidates must file a nomination form along with the filing fee with the city clerk. Candidates for city council will also require 25 endorsement signatures from eligible electors. Forms are available on the city's election webpage at www.sault-ste-marie.ca/election-2022. Nomination forms must be signed by the candidate and filed in person or by an agent, no email or fax, with the city clerk. 2 pieces of identification must be presented showing name, qualifying address and signature. Filing fees are $200 for mayor and $100 for all other offices, cash, debit or certified check. Appointments to complete the nomination filing process are recommended to ensure availability of the city clerk. Appointments may be made by calling 705-759-5388 or emailing cityclerk at cityssm.on.ca. A 2-hour candidate training session presented by the Ontario Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing will be held by Zoom at 6 p.m. on April 26, 2022 https://us02web.zoom.us/j/873362140700. Topics to be covered include an overview of the responsibilities set out in legislation for candidates, third-party advertisers, and a general overview of the roles and responsibilities of members of council. For more election information, contact the clerk's office at 705-759-5388 or email cityclerk@cityssm.on.ca.